Yesterday on the show, we heard about how some efforts to recruit and retain teachers are more effective than others. Today, we go inside the classroom, where many in Arizona have been at the center of the debate over everything from masking to vaccines to critical race theory. And teachers are right in the middle of the fray, fielding pandemic measures, virtual learning, low pay, staff shortages, and parental pushback. Now, the National Education Association reports 90% of its teachers say they're feeling burned out. And more than half say they're planning to leave the profession earlier than planned because of the pandemic. Matthew Laskin is one of them. He's been a teacher for more than a decade. He teaches 8th grade social studies in the Deer Valley Unified School District. And our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke to them about all of this, beginning with why he got into the profession to begin with, kids.
Working with kids is something that I really appreciate, and I love to see, you know, what they're capable of doing and pushing them to be able to do more. And then being a social studies teacher and a history teacher, it's a content that I enjoy personally, and I want them to enjoy, and probably most importantly, I want them to understand, because it helps us to understand the world around us.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us, have there been sort of some of those aha moments in teaching, in your teaching career, where you've sort of really felt like you've had breakthroughs, where you've really made a difference?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you're always going to have those moments of success, whether it's, you know, with a student who's already advanced, who's able to kind of take those ideas of what you're teaching, what you're talking about, to that next level, or, you know, the students who are struggling just to get the basic ideas, and then you finally hit on something that connects with them personally.
Yeah. Okay, but the last few years have been, I think an understatement is to say, difficult in the education field, right? With the pandemic, there's been, you know, political battles over teacher funding, school funding, all of these things. I want to begin with a little bit about Red for Ed, the teacher walkout, this movement that it became. What was that like for you? And do you think the public's attitude has shifted toward teachers since then?
Well, I mean, the Red for Ed movement was a long time coming in my mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, being in education for 11 years, my wife has been a teacher for over 15 years at this point. It was something that I was very supportive of. I think the success of Red for Ed was definitely to bring this more to a public forefront, yeah, of the issues that we're dealing with. And I think the public as a whole has definitely taken on that stance that education is something that needs to be focused on more, but it hasn't necessarily been met with the legislative action that's needed to reach those goals.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's the pandemic, right? Not long after all of that happens, remote teaching, masking, it all became very political.
Yeah.
You've had school board meetings during, you know, the pandemic that have gotten really heated. You've had conflicts with parents. You've had debates over masking. You know, when do you close? When do you not? What are the mitigation tactics look like? Should we do virtual? All of these things that you've mentioned. Like, has the politics of this made it even harder?
Oh, absolutely. It's gone to a point now where we as teachers, at least for me in my district, were very much told, don't talk about it. Don't talk about the pandemic. Don't talk about vaccines. Don't talk about education funding. Pretty much steer away from those topics, even though they're relevant to what I'm teaching historically, politically, things like that, just to try to avoid the confrontation that it's causing. I mean, I see it even with my students. You get their viewpoints, which of course, you know, at that age is very much skewed by whatever they're hearing at home and, or, you know, through their social media or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And you very quickly see, you know, through the students and the families and their behaviors, where they stand on these issues, which can definitely make things difficult, you know, that you sometimes feel like you're walking on eggshells when you're talking about different topics.
Yeah. So all of this combined, right? The virtual learning, the politics, the funding issues, all of this over the last couple of years. I mean, does the word burnout come to mind for you?
Oh, absolutely. Between myself and other teachers, many of us feel like we're done on a daily basis before we even come into school. Between, you know, school days, especially in the last year where we don't have substitutes. So we're losing any prep time that we have to go cover other classes and having to basically relearn how to teach everything, both in person and virtually in many cases, you know, when kids are out for quarantine or isolation. Add on to that all the planning and grading that goes along with it, professional development, professional learning teams that we're a part of. I mean, all of a sudden, your time is gone. And definitely it's become more and more, yeah, this feeling of how much more can we do? How much more can be expected of us on a daily basis without necessarily providing the support and tools and things that we need.
So what do you think? I mean, going forward, are you gonna stick with it? Or are you leaving the profession at some point? You know, as statistics show, many teachers plan on leaving earlier than they expected now because of all of this?
I'll be honest. I've probably been looking to leave education since after the first couple of years I got into it. As my wife and I say, we love teaching. Being a teacher can be horrible some days. So I've been looking at other options for years. And unfortunately, what I've found is I've looked for other jobs. You know, it's like 10 plus years into teaching and they're like, okay, we can start you here like you're a high school graduate. And it's like, I have a master's degree in education and I can't afford, nor do I want to go back to that point.
All right. Matthew Laskin is a teacher in the Deer Valley Unified School District, teaches 8th grade social studies there. He's joining us this morning to talk more about this. Matthew, thank you so much for coming on and for telling us your story. I really appreciate it and best of luck.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it too.